Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Comic Chronicle, issue number 44. I'm your host, as always, Dakota Morgan, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. And I have with me today a special announcement. First off, we're going to be covering some very big things today for all us poor folks at home. But also, life-changing, sentimental things going on right now. I have another host with me on the show today, Brandon Sanju. Go ahead and introduce yourself, man.
Hey guys, how's it going? Excited to talk about some San Diego Comic-Con stuff, talk about, you know, some Marvel, DC, all the good stuff. Ready to get into it.
Exactly. Now, we do wish we could have gone there and maybe given you guys some, like, live recordings of everything, but sadly, I don't know about you, Brandon, but I'm not a millionaire, so...
No, me either.
So if anybody wants to support us and make us go to San Diego Comic-Con next year, I'm happy to take it. So... First off, today it's going to be a two-parter. First off, for this first episode here, I want to go over films. Me and Brandon do today. We want to go over films, Marvel, DC, everything else like that. So first up on our list today is a man from the most heavy metal-sounded comic book name I've ever heard of, Thor Ragnarok. The trailer got released. Brandon, what'd you think?
I loved it. I was kind of concerned just because of... A lot of people were saying it's too comedic, blah, blah, blah. But I really liked the tone. Mm-hmm. Like, the dark, I don't know, dark imagery with the comedy chops really worked for me. And I thought Cate Blanchett looked awesome.
Ooh, she's very hot. Not going to deny that one at all. There's a fact in that for me.
I think she's going to be one of the best Marvel villains. And I think Hulk and Thor is, like, the perfect idea for a, you know, a buddy cop. And what do you think about it?
Fuck, I thought it was good. Like, you know, the only bad part about this I have, and correct, if you agree with it or not, the thing I have with Thor Ragnarok is it's showing me that Marvel has decided they want a certain genre for all their space movies. They want it Guardians of the Galaxy. I don't mind. It's kick-ass. It's good. I like the slight tone of 80s, 90s in there, too. So, like, James Gunn, thank you for Guardians, by the way, if you happen to listen. I love you very much, and I'll let you fuck my girlfriend in front of me if I had one. Like, you're that special. So, lesson learned. I don't know. Do you think that's okay, or would you like them to maybe change it later on? Because that's what I've noticed. But it is amazing that they're doing it, and I do like the tone. But do we want to see that for everything? Like, Captain Marvel, if that's an 80s sort of tone, too, because she's going to be in space. We'll talk about that later, but...
I get your concern about the whole space odyssey and a lot of, you know, I think Suicide Squad, they wanted, even DC wanted to do kind of the Guardians thing too, but I think they'll be different. Like, space odyssey is a subgenre. I mean, Marvel's movies are all subgenres now. I mean, they got Ant-Man's like a heist movie.
Very true.
Guardians is a space odyssey. Winter Soldier's a political thriller. So I think as long as, we'll see how the movie turns out, but I think it's going to be more of a buddy feel than, you know, like a space adventure.
Exactly. So, yeah, exactly. And it's pop filled with people. I like Loki's new uniform in there, the blue. I dig that. Tom Hiddleston's always perfect as Loki, in my opinion. Valkyrie's in it, too. And you see a lot of things. You see this team and these characters in there that I'm glad we're going to be able to see in this movie, because there's some Thor characters in there, like the collectors and everyone thing, but like Valkyrie and Elsa, these characters you're never going to see in Marvel unless you see them in this movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's a gift.
They're taking some out of Planet Hulk, it seems like, too. Like, some pieces out of that, which will be cool.
I heard they're doing still, though. I heard rumors in the mist, so who knows?
I mean, Mark Ruffalo said, he said there's no, like, plans for a Hulk movie. I mean, I'd love for them to do a Hulk movie, but... I don't know. We'll see. But as far as, like, the story elements, they were saying, like, Hulk's refused to turn back into Bruce Banner for, like, since Age of Ultron, which is kind of a cool story point, stuff like that. So everything surrounding this movie excites me. I'm excited for it this November, I believe.
Yeah, November. I think it is November, too. The thing is with that, though, is I always tell you this isn't going to happen, but from past experiences from both companies, DC and Marvel, I've learned never trust that.
Oh, yeah.
They're lying schemers. like, we don't want to do this at all. And it's like, this isn't going to happen. Like, they said Iron Man, or they said it wasn't going to be an Avenger or something in the Spider-Man movie, or I think at first, or some weird shit like that. And then now, you know, Iron Man's in it, Captain America's in it, and if you haven't seen Spider-Man Homecoming, get your ass out there. Why are you listening to a comic show and not seeing it? Shame on you. Speaking of space, we have kind of the first Marvel female movie.
Yeah.
Like, we have Jessica Jones, kick-ass show. And we, like, I think that's really about it.
I mean, we had Elektra, like, in, like, 2004.
True. Yeah, we don't tend to look upon those. Like, everything, the only thing that's, like, early on in 2000s, we take very little of, I think, when it comes to Marvel. And then, like, Blade in the 90s. Other than that, Marvel, you're kind of like, shoo.
I mean, they got the Sam Raimi Spider-Mans and
that's true.
And X-Men, X2.
That's true. Well, that's still in the 2000s, though. That's still like I say, you take some you pick and choose your battles. Like,
yeah.
We're not talking Fantastic Four. that's an episode on itself. So we got Captain Marvel news. It's going to be based in the 1990s, and you can finish the rest because I'm going to get too giddy at what's coming up in this
one. Well, yeah, it's going to be in the 90s. Kevin Feige started off by saying that Nick Fury is going to have two eyes, and then everyone's like, what? What is he talking about?
Like, what the shit?
Yeah. He's like, well, it's because it's going to be in the 90s, and the villains are going to be the Skrulls. So that's pretty exciting news. I mean,
the motherfucking Skrulls. Yeah. Like, come on!
It's kind of, I don't know, I think it's a good idea for them to put Captain Marvel in the 90s, too, because then we're not going to be like, well, where is she during Guardians? Where is she during Ragnarok? Stuff like that. It kind of gives them some breathing room, just like in Wonder Woman and, you know, Cap 1, and then maybe they'll explain where she ended up, or if she happens to be in Avengers, not Infinity War, but Avengers 4, whatever they end up calling that. So yeah, I'm excited for this.
Me too. In Captain Marvel, have you read any books? Not to call you out on the spot, I've read very little Captain Marvel, only in crossovers.
Yeah, very little. I don't know too much about Captain Marvel. She's one of my weak spots. I'd say in Marvel.
And not like in sexual ways, ladies and gentlemen. I know we can get there sometimes on the show, but it ain't like that.
Yeah, so I'm excited to see how they adapt this character, even though I don't know much about her.
Yeah, so it's going to be new for us as well as new for you, but then again, we can easily... Because when does Captain Marvel come out? That is, what, 2019, 2020?
I think either late 2018. Late 2018. I'm not 100% sure.
There's going to be a 90s feel to it, and so... because I'm one to say the 90s still lived in the early 2000s. So we're still going to see, like, part of, like, if you're around our age, 20, 21 sort of thing, you're going to be like, wow, nostalgic to things I liked when I was a kid. So, and that's going to be pretty damn cool, too. And I'm hoping it's not going to be she was killed or she's been frozen in ice.
Yeah, what if it's a... I was thinking the same thing. Like, what if it's just a one-shot, you know?
Yeah.
Just a spinoff. I doubt it.
Yeah, it can't be.
Highly doubt. I mean, who have they killed off in Marvel? Quicksilver?
Well, that's legal rights killed that man. Let's be honest here. Yeah, that's what killed him was legal rights.
I mean, we'll see in Infinity War, Iron Man. But yeah, and the fact that Skrulls is happening means that we could possibly see Secret Wars sometime in
maybe
the future.
Secret Invasion too. Yeah. Who knows? The possibilities are endless on
but
this.
But a lot of people were saying that Skrulls was a Fox property, but James Gunn went back. I think he went on Twitter, either retweeted some sort of tweet, and said that Marvel owns some of the Skrulls and Fox owns some. So it's,
some? How do you own some of the
Skrulls? I have no idea.
What the hell?
Like, it's that's probably like... very complex above my head. But
yeah.
At first I was like, oh, dude, Skrulls is Fox. Maybe we're going to see some Fantastic Four eventually. But it doesn't look like that, especially because they apparently are doing a Doctor Doom movie also. But
That's a show within itself right there, is a Doctor Doom movie.
Right?
Jesus. Fox, come on, people. So you need a fan in charge. I think that's what they really need, is you need to put a fan in charge. Not someone who's like, all right, care about the money, you see? One of those cigar-twealing, suit-wearing old men. We don't need any of those. We have enough of those. Kevin Feige, maybe he was at one point, but now look at him. Billionaire. So now moving on to some footage that technically we did not get to see. But, and we wish we did. Like, we really, really do. Black Panther and Brandon, what's the one thing on there that I think would be, it's still, we saw a poster for it, if you saw that.
That poster was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they showed some Black Panther footage, and I mean, we all saw the trailer. That was pretty awesome. But I just wanted to, like, I don't know, what do you think of the first trailer, and are you excited for Black Panther? I think it's February 2018.
He is a character that I don't know much about, to be totally honest, and the fans out there too, they're like, you run a show. Yes, I don't know everybody. I love the trailer, really, really do. But the thing is too, I don't know that much about the character, so it's all brand new to me. Like Jessica Jones, all brand new to me. Luke Cage, all brand new to me. No idea. I'm going in with a clean slate. All I remember from the books that I've seen with him in there, like Avengers or like Civil War 2, which we're not going to mention, stuff like that. He's kind of a dick that I've gotten
I've
off
read,
of.
I've read one Black Panther run, and that was in the last, like, maybe in the last year. Yeah,
World of Wakanda? That's the one I heard was pretty good.
Yeah, I think so. It was one volume that I read. It was pretty awesome, like, but, I don't know. The whole, like, design element of Wakanda and Ryan Coogler directing it, who's awesome, who did...
Yes.
I don't know if you guys know, but he did Creed and Fruitvale Station. Both were excellent movies with Michael B. Jordan, who will be in this as well.
And he plays a villain, might I add. I don't remember which one, but, man, he plays a villain.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't know any of these guys, so it's all stinking. The only one I know is Ulysses Klaue.
Yeah.
That's as far as I've seen, because he was in a Spider-Man cartoon, I think, for a little bit, and now he's poked fun out of them.
Well, yeah, and he was in Age of Ultron as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, he got his arm cut off by Ultron.
Yeah, spoiler alert, but...
okay, if you haven't seen it by now...
stop listening to the show. sorry, but...
Yeah. I mean, and what they also showed at that same Marvel panel that I would kill to go to was Ant-Man and the Wasp. I don't know if it was footage. I think they showed some like art and some maybe a couple stills, but that's all I know. I don't think they showed any footage, but they did announce Michelle Pfeiffer's cast and Lawrence Fishburne. So what do you think about that casting news?
I think I can't remember her first. I'm drawing a blank on her first name right now. Damn it. She was
Evangeline Lilly?
Yeah. I thought she was cast as the original Wasp. That's what I saw. Yeah, she was cast as the original Wasp. So I'm thinking that's fantastic casting right there.
Yeah.
That is fantastic. They were top notch in the first Ant-Man. Beautiful movie, I thought too. They're like, it's a heist movie. Why are you watching that? You know what? I'm a fan of Ocean's 11. Pop off. What do you want here? Like, I like heist movies, and you give me Ant-Man in that too. We live in a world where we get to see this. I'm not going to complain about Ant-Man that much because think of it. 10 years ago, flashback. Kid, you think you would have seen an Ant-Man movie?
Oh, absolutely not. No. I remember laughing at it. I was like, that's never going to happen.
No, and then Paul Rudd's money.
Yeah, Paul Rudd's the perfect Ant-Man. Mm-hmm. The perfect tone for it. I mean, I still kind of want to see Edgar Wright's Ant-Man.
Yeah.
I'll never be able to see that. But
yeah. Sadly not. But Ant-Man and the Wasp, here's the thing. Do you think the original Ant-Man... They're going to have a scene with him and his wife and do the legendary him punching her across the face.
No, absolutely.
You don't think they're going to do it? Is Marvel not ballsy enough to do it?
Why would they do that? No way.
Because everybody loves it, and they're like, but I mean, could you not see Hank Pym in the Ant-Man movie? That crabby bastard hitting his wife. At least once during a mission or something. Like, shut up, get your act together. And it's like a little nod towards it.
No.
No?
Absolutely not.
No. Oh, okay. I didn't know. I'm thinking they might try to like a smack upside the head. And we're like, it was a nod towards a woman abuser.
I mean, Ant-Man 2, I mean, first Ant-Man I have ranked like number like 10 out of 16 of the MCU movies.
Oh, shit.
But I still love it. Like, that should be a testament to how good the MCU movies are.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I'm still very excited for this. And I think it takes place... before Infinity War. I think it's before.
Yeah, they're getting in this thing right now where it's like Fox. The timelines are going to get confusing with what they're trying to do here. But not for us to say. We're just fans, sadly,
we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, if you have emails, Marvel fans, Marvel DC, we'll happily take these emails and give some jobs, maybe. I mean, right? we're two fans who know our shit. Partially. So next up here, we are turning to a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah.
Actually not, to be honest here. We actually are not turning to a galaxy far, far away. We're turning to a galaxy like, what the hell, where were they? Star Wars, San Diego Comic-Con. What the shit?
Yeah, they just did not... I mean, they didn't have much of a presence at San Diego Comic-Con. I think they were initially planning to have one. I think they were going to show some Han Solo footage at D23.
Yeah, that could...
And save the Last Jedi behind-the-scenes footage for Comic-Con, but, you know... Han Solo went down the drain. Now they're Ron Howard's picking up the pieces, and they're reshooting and all that. But I think that's the main reason why there wasn't anything at San Diego.
Yeah, I think Star Wars right now, their world. I have a like you said. I think there probably was plans, but I think with the recent director things, they're like, oh shit, we got to figure this stuff out, get it together, and stuff like that. Because wow, it's... you wish there was Star Wars. I wish there was Star Wars. Like, something. You know what? The only thing in Star Wars we got was cosplayers, yeah. I would say, you know?
They got some comics and stuff like that. Yeah, some comics, but... No film presence, really. I think with the Han Solo thing. They didn't even really address it at D23.
No. Oh, either. No, so, no.
I mean, I don't blame them. They got a lot of negative press. They knew they were going to get a lot of negative press for, you know, switching their director.
Yeah, because you're switching out the Lego movie directors here.
Yeah.
Big fucking movie. I loved it. 21,
22 Jump Street as well.
Oh, yeah, that's special.
I guess it was just a problem with they didn't see eye to eye on tone, and they were going off script a little bit.
Yeah, you can't do your own thing in the world of Disney. You can't be like, well, screw you, script. We're doing our own thing. They're going to come on down on you and secretly kill you. So let's be honest here.
Kathleen Kennedy and them, they didn't really get along. So, I mean, I hope Ron Howard's able to steer the ship and, you know, take it his own way, and we'll see how it turns out. I'm not the hugest, like, biggest fan of making a Han Solo movie. I'll definitely be there opening night.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'll definitely be excited to see it, but I kind of wish with these spinoffs they do, like, you know, an Old Republic you know, let's expand the universe rather than sticking with the same characters. And Han Solo's so sacred. Like, maybe an Obi-Wan, because we've seen him played by a different actor for three movies, and Ewan McGregor wants to do it. And that was another thing. I was surprised they didn't, I guess I wasn't surprised, but I was looking forward to a possible Obi-Wan announcement, and I didn't get that either. So,
yeah.
And she said, Kathleen Kennedy said, sometime June, so.
I'm hoping. You're hoping for Obi-Wan. I'm not, believe it or not. I'm actually hoping for a different character. Have you seen Star Wars The Clone Wars, the TV show?
Some.
Captain motherfucking Rex is what I'm hoping for. Give me another. Rogue One, amazing movie. Give me another movie like that. Come on. Anybody listening out there? So, here's a poll for you on Twitter. Shout out to us on the network or a person once we give it to you later. Of who would you rather see? Obi-Wan or Captain Rex movie? This is going to be tough. I don't know.
I don't think Star Wars is going to touch the prequels for another 10 years. That prequel era. I just don't think so. I mean, Obi-Wan's kind of like in the middle.
Yeah, but
like,
it's a clone trooper, though. Yeah. You've seen him in a cartoon. Think about it. They put a guy from the Clone Wars on a damn Rogue One movie as an old man. Well, they could put Captain Rex in.
I mean, they finally addressed the prequels this year at Celebration. So, I mean, yeah, I just don't think they want to go back to that quite yet because, you know, a lot of fans were burnt on the prequels.
I'm hoping, though.
Yeah.
I'm hoping.
I mean, we'll see how it goes. We'll make sure to put that poll up after we're done recording this.
Oh, of course. Like, because that's... Yeah. That's... Come on, either one. Like, here, it's gonna be like when I flip a coin, but his is gonna happen first. Brandon, yours is gonna happen first. I know it. So you already fucking win. Damn it! But anybody out there got any pull? Hey. Now moving on to the world that we all know and love, the one that's got the most hate on Rotten Tomatoes as far as any movie goes, except the Yoga Hosers.
Yeah.
DC, man, the DC Extended Universe. Overall impression this year, I felt strong. Both Marvel and DC, strong.
Yes, they both came out swinging.
What do you think? DC better? Before we dive deep into it, what do you think? DC better?
I don't want to start Marvel versus DC.
It already happened, my friend.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to start that debate.
I've seen guns being pulled out on this shit. So let's be honest.
Yeah, they had a lot of cool announcements. They had the slate. After Aquaman comes out, they're going to do Shazam, who's being directed by David Sandberg, who did Lights Out.
That's an amazing announcement. I mean, we can't gloss over that. We get a Shazam.
That's pretty cool. But they did say Dwayne The Rock Johnson's not going to be in it.
And
as Black Adam, which kind of freaks me out.
Who the hell goes against Shazam, then?
Maybe it's scheduling because he's doing so much. He's a machine.
Mm-hmm. That
could be why.
Probably at this point, actually.
And then they're doing Suicide Squad 2 because it made, you know, a bajillion dollars. Mm-hmm. Then Wonder Woman 2. I don't know if this is necessarily order, but Joss Whedon's Batgirl, then Justice League Dark, Green Lantern Corps. So we got a lot of stuff going on. Flashpoint is another one I really wanted to talk about.
Jesus, what do you think? Flashpoint, man. That list alone, if I had a vagina, would get me wet, to be honest here. I seriously, and if anyone's a female out there, which I know you're listening, deeply apologize. No PC police on me today. Putting it out there. So, but Flashpoint. I was at work when I read this. I was getting notifications on San Diego Comic-Con for the show and for personal use. I saw the list, I'm like, Like, ooh, like. Oh, shit. Like, I screamed. That was my little reaction at work was, oh, shit. In, like, the break room, and everyone thought I was having a heart attack or an animal broke out or something at the zoo. No. Flashpoint.
It's awesome. Oh, I love it. Oh, my
God.
I think we can get into this a little later, too, or we can just get into it now about the whole Ben Affleck situation.
Oh, shit.
Because right off the top of the panel with THR, the whole THR report, if you guys don't know THR, the Hollywood Reporter put out an article, a lot of people, too, but that saying DC has plans and Warner Brothers to gracefully, I'm doing quotes here, gracefully let Ben Affleck exit the DCEU. And then the next day, right off the top, Ben Affleck, and they didn't really quite say no. Ben Affleck just said, like, he would love to work with Matt Reeves. He'd be an ape for Matt Reeves, basically what he said.
What was the fun part in there that he said? He's like, being Batman is the best fucking part of this universe. And so that alone tells you
but
he's not
going. What my point is with Flashpoint is that the next day they're saying Flashpoint. I mean, if they wanted to gracefully have him exit, this would be the way to do it organically with the Flash.
True. Please don't.
could just recast another Batman.
Yeah.
I would be very bummed. I was a huge fan of the Ben Affleck Batman. But I think, and I was an optimist. I'm like, oh no, those reports are bullshit, blah, blah, blah. But now with this Flashpoint, and he didn't necessarily say, I'm here to stay for Batman. I think he's probably going to leave. He's either going to leave or they're in, like, you know, hardcore negotiations and he's doing, like, I might leave and I'm going to get people to get mad so you pay me more money, which is understandable.
Yeah.
No disrespect.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, I think that's the reason they're doing Flashpoint. It makes sense. Plus, they can course correct with tone for the universe. I mean, the Flash is the key to all that. So
very much so. And Ezra Miller from Justice League trailer looks like he can fill that role in that movie very, very well.
And Flash fans have high expectations with the Grant Gustin version on TV.
If you look at some of the hate mail, I would say Hitler got better mail than some people thought of Ezra Miller.
He's great.
Yeah, he looks good.
Yeah.
He looks really good. It really does. Now this can tie into the thing that made me almost shed tears as a fan. And I talked to some acting buddies who, if you listen to the other show's film or some of the interviews, I talked to them. They were shedding tears too. Justice League trailer. Holy shit.
It was awesome.
Oh my God. Like,
it's tough.
Impression before I just geek the hell out.
I mean, I think it might be my favorite trailer that came out from San Diego. There's so much to get into. I mean, they finally showed the boom tube.
Let's get into it. This is what it's for. Dude. We're fans. Let's do this.
The opening is kind of like The Dark Knight with the bank, and then it's Wonder Woman. And I think it was smart for them to focus a lot on Wonder Woman. I think a lot of the Wonder Woman trains going on right now.
That's why.
It just became the number one movie of the summer.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yes.
I think they're going to do extensive reshoots. They're going to focus it on Wonder Woman, which makes sense. And I love the whole thing with Wonder Woman. I like the whole team individually coming together. I think Jason Momoa looks awesome. The fact that he
literally surfs through a building. Like, literally surfs through a fucking building.
Surfs a parademon through a building. I mean, that might be the coolest thing I've ever seen, but that was really cool. I have a question for you. I think it's probably Superman, but is there any chance that Alfred at the very end is talking to Green Lantern?
I don't know. Very good question. I have heard a lot. Speaking of which, if you haven't seen a Justice League trailer right now, you better fucking watch it, because this shit's insane. I've heard some speculation, actually, and some very good pointers in there. This may be completely off. Aubyn Sur, Green Lantern, which I'm a huge Green Lantern fan. I want him in this movie. They mentioned the lanterns in there.
Another thing, too. I was like, wow, Jesus. They just straight up said no lanterns.
Like,
no,
I'm like, oh, shit. Like,
that's really cool. I mean, Superman's alive in this movie. There's no secret.
Yeah, if you don't think so, mental stability check.
I mean, people are getting pissed that they're not showing him in the marketing, but I don't want to see the Spider-Man, you know, hey everyone reveal.
Exactly.
I want to see the reveal in the movie.
Exactly.
And I hope they have one more trailer that probably released.
They'll
and
show
that's
them.
Probably
be like a scene in there, like a little small scene.
And there's even a little moment in the trailer right now where Aquaman looks up and says, like, I forget, some sort of one-liner, like, that's more like it, or something along the lines.
So, yeah, that might be
what he's probably looking at Superman as well.
Exactly. But
I thought, before I saw BVS, and, you know, spoiler, that Superman dies. There's going to be a moment where the Green Lantern show up in Justice League. But now that they can't have two big reveals, I don't think, in one movie.
Oh, I think they can. Seriously, they had two big things in BVS. They're like, all right, here. Here's Lex Luthor wrecking shit up like he usually does. And then guess what? Here's Doomsday. And then guess what? Here we're going to tear out your heart and consume it like Daenerys Targaryen in Game of Thrones. We're going to fucking kill Superman. And I cried in the theater. I saw men in their 60s and women, mind you, cry in that scene. I think they're going to do it. They could have, the big thing I've seen is a Green Lantern, God hope it's Hal, but John Stewart would be a nice change.
I'd like to do both.
Yeah, he can show up at the end. Why not have it's the new movie, Green Lantern Corps, going back to that. Yeah. It's the core. The core. And they've already said they're doing John Stewart and Hal in there.
Yeah, and so, they could do the buddy cop thing like Marvel's doing, but that's a little different. Oh. Just do their own version. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I think Superman's going to show up with the black suit. We've already seen Henry Cavill. Mm-hmm. Post a picture of some of the black suit on his Instagram.
Yeah.
I hope that would be so cool. Maybe the mullet. I'd be down with the mullet suit. No, they will never
really
do that.
Oh, I'm like, fucking breaking news right here, man. 20 years old. Go to mullet.
If he had a mullet, I'd be cool with it.
Oh, but, my God. You're the 1% right now. You outrage.
But they're already doing extensive research shoots right now, and Warner Brothers is paying millions of dollars because Henry Cavill's shooting Mission Impossible, and he has a mustache, and he can't shave that.
I saw that. Stupid.
So it's like Hollywood people. Are we gonna give Superman a mustache? No, that's a good idea.
No, no
mustache, mustache, mullet, black suit, Superman, please.
He had a beard though. Yeah. I'd rather have a beard than a mustache.
A beard would be pretty cool.
Yeah,
I'm good with it.
Be like, I'm more manly. I mean, you already have one man with a beard, and he rocks it pretty damn well, though. So yeah. I don't think we can really change that up. I mean, so we had Wonder Woman. We had Amazonians in there.
Oh, boom, yeah. Tubes. I don't think that a lot of the Amazonians are going to make it out of that scene with Steppenwolf. Oh, yeah.
But you saw that scene in the first trailer they released, and also this one. They're riding horses, killing their shit out of parademons in that scene.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
So I am in this. There's hundreds, and you're thinking like, God, how many Amazonians are there? For one, like, I don't think a lot of them are gonna make it out of there. I am completely with you on that one. Steppenwolf. Speaking of which, I was skeptical because I saw the toys that they leaked out a little bit.
Oh yeah, the Lego ones.
No, the action figures.
Oh, the action figures.
They were poorly painted and everything. But then I'm like, that can't be right. And so my father thought the same thing. So I see Steph Wolf in this movie. I'm like, oh my God, yes.
He looks cool. He looks a lot cooler than he did in the BVS deleted scene. I mean, it's a deleted scene, so
he was made out of like some Kryptonian shit too. He was a big thing. Do you think Darkseid's going to show up? You can't have an apocalypse invasion, parademons, his main general and / I think son. You can't have
Steppenwolf is his uncle.
Is he his uncle?
Yes.
I can't remember.
Deep
cut. Wow.
Deep
cut. It is very deep. Even I am like, with the new gods, I'm kind of like.
Actually, he's his uncle.
Like, hey, you know what? I'm a big DC fan here. In fact, you knew that. Holy shit. But, like, do you think Darkseid is going to, if he doesn't show, we saw an Omega symbol in BVS.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Whoa,
I think he'll be mentioned.
Oh, you can't just mention Darkseid.
I don't think he's going to show.
Like Thanos!
I mean,
you
maybe. Unless DC's, like, you know, doing a little. I don't know, keeping stuff secret about Justice League 2, because the original plan was
before BVS came out.
Yeah, they were going to shoot Justice League and Justice League 2 back-to-back, and the whole slate was different. We still had a Cyborg movie, we still had a director on The Flash.
Yep.
So, ever since then, I don't think they're going to end it. Like, I don't know. They're going to end it on a cliffhanger.
I'm going to be pissed as shit if it's like Avengers 2 with Thanos at the end and we don't see the character for like 6 years.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be really pissed.
The post-credit scene where it's like, I guess I have to do it myself, but I'm going to do it in 10 years. But originally, I was like, okay, Darkseid's just going to show up right at the end of Justice League on a cliffhanger, and then it's going to go into part two. But now they have so many movies in between that it's not going to make any sense.
No. And two, you got, if we don't get Justice League 2, if we don't get it for a while, maybe it's all combined into one storyline, who knows?
Especially with the Ben Affleck situation.
Exactly. Who the hell knows? We at least get a Justice League, by the way, that we kind of glossed over a little bit, but I'm a huge fan of it. Justice League Dark. Have you read that? Kind of, I want to touch that because we still get a Justice League movie.
I'm starting to read Alan Moore's Swamp Thing run, but I haven't read.
I have issues.
Do you?
I will give you issues. I also have a Valium in there. There's an elf character in there too that looks exactly like me when I was younger. It's really fucking trippy. I gotta take a picture and post that because, like, if I get to partner with Justice League Dark and Zatanna and shit and flirt with her and then lead my own other dimension elf army and shit like that, I'm fine. If I could do that in a movie, I'm okay because the resemblance is uncanny.
Hashtag I will show cast. You. Cast him.
Cast Dakota in Justice League Dark. I mean, that's a storyline, Death of Magic, if you've ever read it. So, no, but Justice League Dark, man, fantastic. If you want dark magic shit in there, we got a taste of.
They'll probably throw Batman in there also, like they did in the animated movie.
Which was a good movie. Matt Ryan, perfect Constantine. You better bring him back, DC.
Yeah, but a lot of people were saying that. I mean, they did lose the director. Another director. Yeah. I just think that that's going to be a long time down the road, too. I think it's going to be... I think they're going to fast-track Wonder Woman 2 and Suicide Squad 2.
Shazam, actually. And Shazam is filming 28 next year.
Yeah, that's the next thing they're going to film. After Shazam, it's going to be Suicide Squad 2 and Wonder Woman 2.
No!
I want a Batman movie.
Oh, my God. Come on. If it's a prequel, too. All right.
Yeah, that's another thing. They could do for the Batman Matt Reeves trilogy, they could do Batman Beyond. Mm-hmm. They could do Year One Batman and... They could do like what they do in Indiana Jones and just have Ben Affleck say telling a story or some sort of framing narrative where he can say back in my day, back in my younger days, and then just recast him as a young Batman, and then you can still use him for the Justice League timeline, so you could have two Batmans.
Yeah.
I think that would be the best way to go. I don't think they're going to do that. I think they're just going to straight up recast.
Oh, fuck, yeah. Yeah, if they don't, like, maybe they'll digitally edit them, because we've seen you can digitally edit us to make someone younger, and it'll look good.
I think... Especially Matt Reeves doing it, who's done Dawn, Planet of the Apes, Planet of the Apes. So.
Exactly my point in that. Third.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you can make someone dead and make them, you can animate them, too, and put them in a lot of scenes. Rogue One. But I think, I want your quick opinion before we move on. Batman Arkham Asylum video game made into the Batman movie storyline.
Sign me up.
All right, there we go.
There was rumors going around for a while. I thought that they were going to do that.
They were.
And that way we can use all of the villains, but it's not a Spider-Man 3 situation where you have too many. No, you can just kind of be like, oh, there's Two-Face. Oh, there's the Joker. Yep. There's the Penguin.
The Penguin's in this fucking universe. They literally mentioned them in a Justice League trailer. We live in that world.
Yeah.
Where you can mention Penguin in there, like the... Weirdest thing in the world. I remember the time in the world where the baddest thing we had to worry about was wind-up penguins. Like, oh my God!
Yeah.
Like, you can really do... So you can have him in a cell or something like that. You can have your Quinn in there. So you can get your Quinn money, DC and Warner Brothers. Get your damn Quinn money, because they love that Quinn money.
Yeah.
They really do.
I mean, yeah. There's a lot of Harley Quinn fans out there.
So, they're hardcore ones. Let me tell you, don't stuck it into that. That's an episode of, like, Harley Quinn fans, deranged or not. But, so, like... We can
we can talk about this forever.
We can. We're moving on.
We're going to move on.
We're moving on, ladies and gentlemen. We're done with DC. We're not done with DC talk because it was Aquaman, Fujitsu, San Diego Comic-Con. And did you look at the description of it, might I?
Yeah. Yeah, I did not see it, but I read every description I could. Basically, it was... I'm sure our listeners have read it, but it's like the two fishermen... And they get caught on something, and then the camera pans down underwater, and it's like this huge armada of ships. And one of the fans asked Jason Momoa after it was shown. He said, "That's Black, or I think
Ocean Masters.
I think it was Ocean, yeah, not Black Mantas. It was Ocean Master's ship.
Who was also in the movie? They cast Black Manta.
They
if
did.
I remember right. He better be.
Dolph Lundgren is one of the villains, I believe.
Yeah,
I can't remember which one.
It was such old news, and we're talking about San Diego Comic Con right now. It's so...
You're in Comic-Con mode.
Yeah, we're, like, looking at all this. Man, that's going to be... Because then, like, he's like, bring it. There was extra parts of that. He's like, he looked at the ship, and he looked at the ships, and he's like, all right, bring it, or something like that. Yeah. Like,
he said
Ocean
something.
Master.
Yeah. You want to talk about this? I think the line's like, you want to talk about this? Oh, no, me either.
Yeah,
and then
see?
He's the perfect... Jason Momoa is the perfect Aquaman.
You don't have
Aquaman
to have the blonde hair. You don't have to do it.
Like, he was the brunt of, you know, the Family Guy jokes of
Just Family Guy, that, society's jokes. Yeah,
but that Family Guy joke just sums up society's view on Aquaman. Yeah. And now you're like, oh, Jason Momoa? Yeah, I'm not going to make fun of Aquaman anymore. I'm good.
Yeah. Oh, hi. Hi. Here's my girlfriend. Oh, here's my boyfriend. Here you go.
He's the coolest dude, by the way. Oh, he runs out. I saw footage. He's running out on stage with a trident. Come on, dude. And you know why he flew all the way from Australia, by the way.
That's why he did that, because he was running late behind, and he brought the trident.
Yeah.
Badass. I couldn't imagine checking that thing in the customs. Like, you're looking at the dude. Here, take it. Just take it. Oh, my God. And everyone quivers in the airport when he walks in. Moving on now. We are actually talking about someone a little bit darker. We're moving on to some other movies that have been released, by the way, there. We're going to be talking about one that is the darkest of them all, but most badass probably comic book character people have said since Batman. Spawn.
Yeah.
The movie.
Finally happening.
The movie. I was keeping track. It was a 24-hour. Did you follow Todd McFarlane on Facebook?
No, I do not.
Follow him, my man.
I will do that.
He's a real fan-friendly guy.
Yeah.
Videos daily, everything like that. He posted a marker saying 24 hours at San Diego Comic-Con, check in. And every 5 hours, no matter 1 a.m. or 2 a.m., he was posting on like 4 more hours, 3 more hours, 2 more hours. So he was doing that, and then we finally get the announcement. And the announcement was Blumhouse Productions, who do Insidious. They do Paranormal Activity, I think. They do...
Every smaller budgeted horror movie is probably Blumhouse in the last couple, 15 years.
Exactly, yeah. And so now they are producing the Spawn movie. It was announced on Facebook Live, of all things. It shows you the time we live in. But it was announced on Facebook Live. Spawn movie has a production office now. And as I see, Todd McFarlane, this was, I think it came out after, too.
That I think afterward.
Yes, he's directing and writing it. My God.
He's been trying to campaign for this Spawn movie for a long time.
Oh, 10, 12 years.
At least, yeah.
Yeah, 10, 12 years.
And I think he's probably gotten it written already.
He's had it written.
I'm sure they're going to make some adjustments and stuff. I like the Blumhouse announcement. I think they're going to make it smaller, more, you know, and dark.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good with it. I want to see how this turns out.
Did you see the new news released, though? This is after San Diego Comic Con, and I know this is a coverage episode, so everyone's like, oh, what the shit? But Sam and Twitch, you know those two characters in the Spawn universe, the fat-looking cop, now kind of skinny, and then Twitch, the like nerdy-looking dude who looks like a younger version of the Professor and Hellboy. God, that's a pull for you if you all know Hellboy. So he's actually going to be the main character.
Really?
It's going to be something like Jaws, where you're going to see Spawn and that all around. But he said, at least that's what I saw.
Yes, was I did read that.
Twitch is going to be the main character, mostly. But you're also going to have Spawn be the main character, too. So it's kind of like a Jaws sort of thing, but also not.
I'm good with that. I think that's kind of a different approach.
We don't want the superhero thing. We had the superhero thing. Spawn's not a superhero thing.
Yeah.
He's not. Even in comics. If you guys read the comics, which I'll give you some, too, if you want to read some, at least to borrow. Like... Spawn is one where I'm like, it's about goddamn time, to be totally honest.
I mean, the last movie didn't make it that much money at the box office, so they're probably a lot of studios looked at
good.
That.
It was good. I liked it.
And were tempted, you know, let's not do this. But,
no, yeah, they're
shy. I
think
this is a great route for it, and I think that Jaws premise, like, the less you see him, the more freaked out you are. Kind of maybe like I don't know if they're going to go like a horror vibe.
Oh, I think it's going to be a very... He already said it's going to be rated R and going to be gory. Yeah. So
sign me up.
Yeah. Like, yep. Here's a key thing. If you know any Spawn villains, you remember from the movie Violator. Will he be in it? You can't, in my opinion, he's his main arch nemesis. You can't have a Spawn movie without obviously Malbolgia, the guy, the devil who gives him powers.
Exactly, yeah.
Violator, though. Is it going to be an origin story? We don't know. But the script's been written for like 5 months, so who knows?
It's going to be... They're thinking franchise with this.
Yeah, I...
So...
Put him in? No, you can't.
They're going to probably use... I don't know. They're going to use... It's going to be an origin story. That's my guess. That's my speculation. I don't know that. And I think they're going to try and, you know, make at least 2 or 3 of these, if it does financially
successful. Oh, I think it very much will, because the fan demand is high. Because I've been, like I said, I've been following on Facebook and Twitter and that, and he's been posting stuff about a script. He's been writing the script. He put out teasers about the script for like 4 or 5 months now. So this has been a long thing coming. He's had it on.
I'm sure this has been in the pipeline for quite a while.
Oh yeah. So now this is a beautiful thing. If you guys don't know Spawn, believe it or not, some people don't these days who are comic book fans. They're like, who's Spawn? Check out Spawn. Read his books. Watch the old movie if you want. I mean, people will say the special effects, I'll be honest, don't hold up. They don't. That's one negative about the movie. Yeah. Violator looks cool, though, when they have the puppet of him, too. Scary as all hell. Because he's a horror thing.
Yeah.
I've seen some. There's a cover out there of the Violator series that he had. He's sitting there. There's body parts of cops everywhere. Blood everywhere. He's being shot at by the NYPD, and he has like half a damn cop in his mouth. And so if you want horror, give it to that monster right there. Give it to that demon, yeah. Because he will tear people to shreds. And it's like, I have a strange feeling he's going to be like the clown form, and he's going to probably eat a kid at this point, the way they're saying that they want this movie to be. Like, it's going to be like it. Like, yeah. We don't want that. Like, that's just going to scare the shit out of me. But so we're moving on now to a lighter tone. Nostalgia. All the way. Ready Player One?
Yes, Spielberg's next movie. It finally released the trailer. Mm-hmm. We hadn't heard like anything about it. And then finally at the, I think it's the Warner Brothers panel, they showed the trailer, released it. And I just wanted to talk about this trailer. I mean, they got so many Easter eggs in there. At every frame you can pause it and there's little Easter eggs.
Freddy Krueger, yeah. Iron Giant.
There was a from Back to the Future Easter eggs in there. Mm-hmm.
Tron. That was kick-ass. Yeah. It was like, we get a cycle.
It's crazy. I had no idea about what this book was.
Mm-hmm.
And like looking into like, it's a kind of a cool concept. I'm not like over the moon about it, but I'm definitely willing to, you know.
But I heard it's really good. That book is really good.
I gotta see it. Spielberg.
Oh, so. God, yeah. Spielberg, like, just hand him your money, your college fund, everything, because he just makes your childhood, your adulthood, and your old agehood. I'm going to go off on somewhat of a tangent here. Very minute. Spielberg does what filmmakers try to be, and what in my opinion is a good movie or a television show, because he's done Falling Skies, television show. Amazing, check it out. He does it of, if you can look at this, if you can watch this and escape into it and forget about your outside world problems and just get so enveloped with characters, story, and everything, and you get transported to that world, no matter if it's realistic or not, if you do that, then that's my opinion, that's a good picture. That is what you aim for. That is what people always aim for, is if you can escape into this stuff, that is what you want to do. And with this one, with all of Spielberg's movies, Jurassic Park, everything, you can escape. In Ready Player One, I escaped in that trailer. I forgot I was at the damn zoo. You know, like, you know, I'm looking at this and thinking like, oh my God, like, you just, and I was on a phone screen on YouTube. Like, I was just so transfixed in it. So Spielberg is that man who accomplishes wonders, and very few directors can do.
Yeah.
That's my tangent on that, but I just want to put that one out there. That's what a movie or TV show should be.
Yes.
In my opinion.
100% agree. Yeah, he's the master at that. I mean, he's done it. I mean, yeah, you just list Jurassic Park, E.T., Jaws. Even Jaws. Yeah.
Jaws, fuck.
You're just fixed. You're just like
and so
stuck.
Much more since then. We can't even name him. I mean, you just can't.
Go through, I mean, almost every movie he's made.
Exactly.
But yeah, I'm excited to see what he's got with this. I mean, the effects look pretty cool.
Yes.
The Iron Giant made me super excited because I love the Iron Giant.
God. Hot Toys released some Iron Giant stuff.
Really?
Yes.
I love that movie.
You remember at the end. Now, here's a tearjerker. It's going to make me cry. I'm a man of emotion to you. Yeah, well, fuck you if you haven't seen Iron Giant. You know, fuck you. That's all I'm going to say. Jesus Christ. My 70-year-old grandmother's seen it. Jesus. At the end, the bolt that's like that the kid has, that like little screw.
Yeah.
They make that into a Hot Toys. Lifelike and everything. And it comes with like Area 51 or like classified box or whatever like that. I think it's like $200, $300 right now. Maybe cheaper now. It might have been cheaper, but I think it's probably $200
now. More expensive now that the trailer came out.
Yeah, that too. And that it's been out. The toy itself has been out for a while. And Hot Toys get more expensive as time goes on. Like, but comics.
But they're so detailed.
Exactly. So
I have to check that out. I mean, Hot Toys is awesome.
Oh my God. They made an Iron Giant 2 itself, I think, at one point. Or somebody did a statue or something. But that bolt. That, well, it's technically a screw. That screw, oh, God. I think it lit up, too.
That's pretty cool.
That's worth the price of admission right there. And if someone looks at it like, wow, that's a giant screw, because it has an animated color to it. So if someone looks at it like, oh, that's an Iron Giant, you know, if you're dating that person, marry them, folks. Marry them. Be
they
like,
they are the one.
Yeah, it's like, get a ring pop. Do Deadpool. Get a fucking ring pop at a dollar store. Propose then and there. And then if they're like, what's that? Oh, you have yourself some very interesting times ahead. That's my opinion, though. I'm a man of media, so in pop culture, but what can I say? But, all right, we're moving on, because, like, there was so much in Ready Player One. Check that one out, too, ladies and gents. Check all these trailers out. We're going to talk about one more here. Kingsman.
Kingsman 2, yeah.
Kingsman
Golden 2. Circle.
Oh, my God.
They released some stuff at San Diego Comic-Con. I really liked the trailer.
Yeah.
The first one was a huge surprise for me. I remember I was like, come on, this is going to be some corny...
you thought James Bond meets ripoff. American sort of thing, right?
And, and I loved it. It's one of... That and Edge of Tomorrow are, ooh, like, the two most, like, surprised I've ever been at a theater. Like, I was so... I loved both of those movies dearly. But the second movie, I really like everything that was shown in the trailer. The cast looks great.
Yeah.
The whole Statesman thing with you know, Jeff Bridges.
Cowboy
is like,
thing.
Yeah, it's like American version of Kingsman's kind of cool. Channing Tatum's going to be funny. I think it's going to be cool. I mean, I'm excited. And then at the panel, everyone got a little thing of whiskey, and they filled up Halle Berry's all the way up, a full cup, chugged the whole thing. Chugged the entire glass. There's a video.
A hot woman can handle her
It was pretty impressive.
Oh, wow. All right. Well,
I don't think many people, and they're like, oh, that's cider. That's cider.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Bullshit.
I don't know about that.
You need to drink if you're a celebrity going to Comic-Con. From what everyone says, you really need to drink. There's no getting through Comic-Con without drinking. I heard somebody say, oh, my God. I remember somebody from DC or Marvel, I think it was them, not someone from a different thing. They said, you know what? When you go to Comic-Con, you might as well do 4 lines of Coke. Like, to get through it all, because it's so rough on him. It really is. And I feel bad for him sometimes, but so I'm calling bullshit. That's whiskey. That is whiskey. Oh, my God.
The only thing I'm not sold on yet is Colin Firth's character coming back. Spoiler, if you haven't seen the first one, sorry.
Oh, that's a good movie, folks. Yeah. Another one. You know, I'm going to give you the finger through the mic. Come on.
Well, one last warning, spoiler.
Three,
at the end of...
two, one. There you go.
Towards the end of Kingsman, the first one, Colin Firth gets shot in the face by Samuel L. Jackson, and he dies. Now, we see in all these trailers, he's wearing an eye patch, and I think it's kind of I don't know.
I'm calling it. It ain't him.
I don't think...
It ain't him.
If it's him, I think it's kind of a cheap move.
Bullshit.
They're going to do... Like, a lot of people are saying bulletproof sunglasses or bulletproof glasses or bullet-resistant glasses.
Possibly. I mean, then again, Kingsman has some really... They literally turn a flask into a fusion grenade. So you got to think did. So are you,
It's not outside of the box. I think it was narrative-wise, it was a cool move for him to get killed off. I love the character, but I think... And it really made you hate Samuel L. Jackson's character a lot more. So, I don't know. And it was like a twist. You're like, you feel like you know where this movie's going.
Oh, not with Kingsman.
Yeah.
No.
And I think Matthew Vaughn is going to do a great job. I think And I'm excited. I hope he does Man of Steel 2, which has been the rumor for a while. But
Brainiac, bitches. That's all I'm saying.
They didn't announce that at the DC panel. That's a bummer. But I think it's because Superman's dead.
Superman's like quote done.
He's not, but
anyway. He reads spoiler alert in the comic, Superman dies, and spoiler alert, he comes back. There's a documentary on it, folks. It's nothing spoiler.
But what do you think about it?
Kingsman. I can't put Kingsman in the words. Glorious. I have some negativity on the show, folks. Believe it or not. I am kind of with you on that, though, of bringing that character back. Of, like, it's cheap, but it is also an attention getter, and that's what I think it is. That's, like, their big attention getter. Like, the man you loved is back.
And if he was, like, officially back, I think maybe they probably would have saved that or hinted at it more. But since they're kind of, like, abruptly saying it, I think you're right. It's probably, like...
It was last-minute call sort of thing. They're like, we need to bring in... This movie may suck, so what's a couple things we're going to attract some people to?
Well, or, like... There you go. Or, like, it's, like, a... It's a clone, or or like he's uploaded his memories.
That guy, robot, like, android. There you go, android.
Or he finds a, Eggsy finds like a footage, and it's like, this is your training. If you see this, I'm dead type thing. But I feel like he's in parts with Eggsy. I need to rewatch the trailer. But
yeah, he's I think in, I don't know. I heard Statesman may be the villain though.
Well, we'll see. I mean,
that's what I heard at least. So I don't know. That's a rumor, but who the hell knows?
Yeah, Julianne Moore is the villain. Oh, in the Golden Circle. She's still gorgeous. She's gonna be great. Great Halle Berry's gonna be great. Yeah, I'm excited for it.
Great cast.
Yeah.
I mean, who else is in it? We're missing some
Jeff Bridges.
There we go. That's who.
He's the leader of the Statesmen, I think.
Surprise, surprise.
I mean, like, this is almost like too many good actors. Like, we're not gonna be able to give them all their time. But
it's Expendables, folks. Expendables in here. And I feel like I'm betraying my country a little bit here because people are like, you're American. You should like the Statesmen. Well, bitches, I like the Kingsman a lot more. I like the suit better than the damn bullwhip. All right? That's me, though. Your opinion? All right, here's the competition. Statesman or Kingsman?
It's tough to go against America, but I don't know.
It is tough. I felt like I'm going to get hanged or lynched here in a minute, but...
I think once we see the movie, we'll be able to decide.
Yeah, they're like villains.
I think Channing Tatum will be pretty cool.
Yeah, they did the classic American thing, folks. They're like, wow, that was a very American of you. And it goes, huh, fuck yeah. Like, you know, we get the American fuck yeah in a movie for once, you know?
And it's very meta, like the cowboys, like... I think... It's purposeful that they're cowboys.
Oh,
so. Yeah.
Oh, what else are you going to make Americans? I mean, they're, you know, what else are you going to do? I mean, do you want to make them hillbillies, like, with overalls and everything? I sure don't. Like, here we go. My pashboo ribbon turns into this damn grenade. Like, I don't know. No.
I think it's kind of, it's smart move by Matthew Vaughn. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. One more thing I want to talk. I want to talk about it, though. There's one of the extra things. Bright.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, Bright.
Did you see the trailer?
I did. It's David Ayer and Will Smith teaming back up. Yeah, it's gonna be on Netflix.
Yeah, I wanted to cover it though, at least really fast, and get it out there on the show because, my opinion, it does describe a perfect film. It may let you escape because I'm like, this is, I love those things of here's all this stuff that you really wouldn't see, like, you know, you got goblins and shit like that in the real world, like in a really set real world. And they're living with us and everything like that. And here, like, society accepts it. It's not like some Spider-Man Chronicles or whatever. Like, it's all a secret. It's real. It's actually, they have a special neighborhood, like the Italians, the Mexicans, the blacks. They all have their different neighborhoods in Los Angeles and everything. Not trying to be racist. It's the truth. In Chicago, where I grew up, too, that's the same way there. Now the elves and the mythical creatures in that have their own little thing. Like, it opens up with a damn fairy in a bird feeder. I mean, come on! And, like, the L.A. gangsters are sitting there like, hey, officer, how's it doing? Like, it doesn't faze them whatsoever. And the guy, Will Smith, literally beats the shit out of a fairy. It looks like a goblin sort of thing, like Tinkerbell on meth with a damn broom. And they're like, yeah, take it out LAPD style. And it's like, oh, shit. And, like, you know, the orc now being on a police department and giving them shit. And the magic wand shit of, like, this is a nuclear weapon that grants wishes. And, like, everyone's going out. Even the L.A. gangsters and that, like, elves, orcs, whatever the hell else is going to be in there. I mean, that movie looked crazy.
It looks interesting. I'm very excited for it to come out. And we're seeing more and more movies come out on Netflix. I mean, we got Martin Scorsese's Irishman coming out on Netflix. We got this blockbuster thing coming out on Netflix with David Ayer. So I'm excited to check it out. I'm really excited.
That's one thing I really want. If anybody on Bright, anybody that worked on it knows anybody on the show, come on, please. Because when the movie comes out, wow. Just... wow, that's all I gotta say for Bright. Like, I've watched the trailer a bunch of times. Same with Justice League. It's up there with that one. I'm like, this is beautiful. Beautiful. But we can talk about that when it comes out, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming to a close on part one today. We're nearing the hour mark on here. And if you stuck out this far, we do love you very, very much from the bottom of our hearts. As always, I am Dakota Morgan, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona, but not alone no more, ladies and gents. No, I now have Brendan here as well.
What's up, everyone? Just thanks for listening. Be sure to follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Brandon Sanju, and thanks for listening. Yeah.
Thank you, man, for coming on. As always, you can follow me at DakotaMorgan3. Also, follow us on Twitter on a newly changed Twitter name, Instagram name as well, for the network, FanCorp Network, and stay in touch with the Comic Chronicle. Staying in touch with everything else, film world, and also new stuff to be announced soon, very soon. At Real FanCorp on Twitter, and also the same for Instagram, and then FanCorp Network on Facebook. So like us up, ladies and gentlemen. We've had some very cool things that's now released on there, and more things to come. So thank you guys for joining me. And as always, stay classy, San Diego Comic-Con.